This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we'll spin the...
Category.
Welcome back.
We're getting a little closer.
So you leave for a couple days, come back, and now we're getting better at it.
Yeah.
I had time to think.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. That's all I thought about.
All you thought about.
That's the case.
Glad you're back, man.
Thanks, dude.
So we will spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who heard the word dysentery and immediately told Terry Crews some Yo Mama So Ugly jokes and found a way to answer seven consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To make a test to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home patrols, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,275. Almost put us back 1,000 shows.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Just like our happy hour.
We're not going backwards, Miles.
We've had 1 billion episodes of our happy hour podcast.
It's amazing. Billion and six.
And only 4,275 of our regular show.
Well, we started podcasting in the 1800s.
What's a large and a charge program we have for you today? Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. Tense meat and potatoes. Foods you should never store in the freezer.
Correct. Some of these you should know, but honestly, some of them you just wouldn't think about. You'd be like, well, why not? I'll save it for later.
I put all kinds of stuff in the freezer. If I get a 6-pack of or 8-pack of hot dog buns, probably put 4 of them in the freezer.
Really?
Correct. Save them for another time.
Yeah, well, it's just him.
Yeah. There's no way I'm going to eat all those hot dogs.
Man, they do need to sell like a single people aisle, right? So it's like there's 4 hot dog buns in this. There's just 4 hot dogs in this, right? You're not going to eat that much.
Yeah. Okay. So foods, correct? Like, they go bad, or they just don't.
There's a reason you shouldn't be putting them in the freezer.
Okay.
Not everything can go in the freezer.
All right,
I've been telling you that, Miles,
for years.
So now I got a list.
Tense meat potatoes on the way at 4:30. Also, a little programming note. If you're interested in joining us for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic at Jefferson Park on Monday, June 9th, just know there are a limited number of foursomes remaining. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get on that quick. All the details are KISW.com. It is a shotgun start at 8 o'clock. It is a scramble format tournament. and we'll have breakfast for you. We'll have lunch, goodie bags, a ton of prizes, and a lot of drinking and a lot of fun.
Do we know what's in the goodie bag?
You know what? There's a bunch of stuff in there.
Well, I know different people have different ideas of goodies. Like, you and I might have a different idea of goodies than, say, Mike or Ted.
Well, that's the great thing about golf. You can bring some of your own goodies in your bag as you go to the golf course. I'll put it that way. A little known fact.
Golfers always have goodies in their bag.
Yes, they
do. Something extra there. But, yeah, it's going to be a great day, and the foursomes, seriously, are selling fast. So if you want to get in on that, please do so now at KISW.com, and we'll see you out on the golf course. All right, let's see. Today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. Easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been James. It took him 8 questions to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. Last time we asked you, if you could appear on a game show, which one would you pick? And the reason being, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, they both announced that they are going to be available on a streaming platform coming up this year.
Yep.
Not sure if they've signed that deal yet, but either way, they want to make it more accessible for you to watch the game shows, but only after they air on their respective local programming networks.
So they stream it. My understanding is they want to stream it the day after.
Correct.
They broadcast.
So if you happen to miss Jeopardy last night, you would be able to stream it today. But first crack is when it's aired live for the very first time. But they're going to go to a streaming service, so younger people will maybe start watching Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy. Also, the TV show known as Survivor, they kicked off their 48th season. And when you think about that, and you think about how far, you go back to Survivor. What was Survivor? 1997? 1998.
24 years, I believe.
It's been on the air forever, it seems.
Survivor, the first season, I want to say it's 99 or 2000.
Okay. But it's been on for a long time.
Yeah.
They just started their 48th season. And then we have The Price is Right. Last week they celebrated, I believe, their 10,000th episode.
Yes, 10,000.
And a guy got on there from Sacramento and happened to win $100,000. So he won the grand prize on the Price is Right. So basically we said, hey, if you're going to be on a game show, pick a show to be on. And coming in at fourth place, Survivor, with 10% of the vote, which is a little strange because it seemed like as far as the contestants playing Big Dummy last week, that was the number one pick.
Hands down.
It really was. But as far as the poll, not so much. In third place, no surprise, at 20%, the game known as Jeopardy. As far as how you thought you could do, and we all know that Jeopardy is hard. It gets easier with Collegiate Jeopardy, Celebrity Jeopardy, Teen Jeopardy, all the ones that I enjoy watching.
Oh, yeah.
Feel a little bit more intelligent, Ted. You have the pop culture Jeopardy that you've been watching.
I got that one from Mike and his wife. Yeah, it's a great one.
Those are more in our
world. Colin Jost is the host.
Oh, is he really?
And you made a rhyme.
On time.
In second place, 24% of you said you would like to go on Wheel of Fortune. That was my pick. Because I do crosswords, and hopefully I can figure out
yeah, that was my pick too, man.
The clue. Number one, Price is Right. Almost 50% of you, 47%, said if you could pick a show, you would be on Price is Right.
Hmm.
Assuming that you would come on down. All right, so today, we're going to get some new stuff. All right.
Miles Montgomery, get on out.
Yeah, get out of here. You suck.
Imagine if they said that. Come on down. You're just like, nah.
Nah, I'm not feeling it, bro.
Let's sit this one out.
All right. We're getting new stuff on the poll this week.
We got new stuff.
Pick one new thing that you need or you want or you would like to have in your life.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing, you can get a brand new sex partner.
Okay.
Now, depending on your situation, you could be married, you could be in a relationship, you could not be in a relationship.
It doesn't mean you don't want a new... Look, you'd still be in a relationship, you just have a new sex partner. You say, baby, I'm horny. Got to go.
Right. I'll be back in 3 hours.
I'm in the mood for love. I'll be right back.
You could get a new sex partner. Number two, you could get a brand new car. Now, depending on what you're driving out there, a lot of people just love the car they have.
Now, is it their choice of car? Or do you not know? It's going to be a new car, but you don't know what the new car is going to be.
Well, if you're
going
to get a new car, I figure you pick it out on your own. So within reason of your budget, you're going to get a new car, whatever that may be.
Why don't we say $40,000 to $100,000?
Right.
Otherwise, I'm Lambo. Like, no. No. We're not giving you Lambo.
Look, I mean, that is the tough part about this question. There's a couple one.
Right. Sorry. So 40 to 100. Right. That's most random cars you see on the street.
I have an older car. It's almost got 100,000 miles on it. So trust me, it should go another 100,000.
Where is it right now?
97,000.
No, I mean, physically, where is your car?
Oh, it's at Lexus of Bellevue.
Four. It's got another 100,000 miles.
Four.
It's in the shop.
$1,000 later. And I'm thinking to myself, do I repair this thing? Or do I just say the hell with it, F it, and go buy another used car?
Dude, look, I just went through this. We have the Escalade. Look, we bought it used. It already had like 89,000 miles on it. It's been a badass for about 11 years, but we decided to drop over $9,000 on a new transmission. And I had the same conversation with my wife going, man, look, I understand what? That $9,000 is less than buying a new car, but also the idea of spending $9,000 on a car I already own really irritates the piss out of me. But in the end, we agreed, look, the reason we're paying this money on this Escalade now is because we don't have a car payment.
Yes.
We own it, so things will go south.
My problem is I do like my car.
I'm sick of the money.
That is correct. So, option number two, you can get a new car. Option number three, you could get a new hometown. Now, if that means that you want to move out into the sticks, or you want to move to a different state, or you would like to move...
Does this mean, like, where you live right now, or... So, some people are like, I'm from Granite Falls. I'm from Klamath Falls. They're never happy to say that. Is it just your history has changed?
Basically, no. The town that you're living in now.
Ah, okay.
You're going to establish a new home. So if you
all right, so you're moving.
If you do have...
I'm with Thrill. I took this as like, I like college.
If you want to. If not, don't pick it. Basically, like, look, if you live in Klamath Falls and you want to live in Glendale, Arizona, it's probably just as expensive to live in Glendale as it is to live in Klamath Falls.
Right.
Based on taxes and everything else. So that's the idea. You can move to any point, any place that you would like to, but you get a new hometown. And number four, new job. That's it. I mean, maybe you're doing the same thing somewhere else. Maybe you're working for someone else. Maybe decide to pick a different career. Either way, if you're not happy with your job, you get to pick a new job. So our men's room poll, you get a new one. Do you want a new sex partner, a new car, a new hometown, or a new job? And we put the poll up if you follow us on Exit Men's Room Live. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the
big
men's room.
Oh, yeah. Amanda, sober or not sober?
I am sober today.
You are sober today. All right, Amanda.
Right now, after I pick up my kids, then I may not.
All right. How many kids do you have?
I have three sons. Two live with me right now. I'm about to get my 14-year-old. Shout out, Austin.
What are you, just going to pick him up at Walmart? I mean, how does one acquire a 14-year-old?
I'm picking him up from high school.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. So this is his first year of high school, isn't it?
It is.
Is he liking it?
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing great. Ninth grade. He's, got friends. I'm better than I did.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a tough transition.
Wow. What's the bar? Look, if my kids do better than I did in my freshman year, that just means they simply showed up at school.
Exactly.
Okay, Amanda, our poll. You're going to get something new. Do you want a new sex partner, a new car, a new hometown, or a new job?
I think new job.
New job. What do you do now for a living?
Well, currently, I'm actually looking for a job. I'm a family support specialist. I do early childhood education, early intervention, child development.
All right. Yeah, quit bragging. So what would you want to do?
Surprisingly, government.
What?
Yeah. Good luck getting a job there now.
I don't know if it's the time to sign up for a government job.
Yeah, that's an empty pool.
Yeah, that is well-timed.
We'll dive in.
By the way, we just got a text. I'm going to read it in a voice that I think is appropriate regarding today's poll question.
Okay.
After being married for 25 years, I'm already my own sex partner, so I'll take a new truck.
There you go.
Thank you.
How you play the poll.
Well stated. All right, Amanda, here is your question. What layer of the Earth's atmosphere makes radio communication possible? The troposphere, the exosphere, the ionosphere, or the stratosphere?
I'm going to say the stratosphere is the one that is the closest. The exosphere is the outer layer. But I'm going to say the ionosphere.
The ionosphere.
You know what's amazing? But wait. What's amazing about that, Amanda, is that the troposphere is the closest to where we're at.
Oh, Oh, darn.
Yeah, just saying.
What's the farthest? The exosphere.
I want to say the exosphere is the farthest. I'm not sure if the stratosphere and ionosphere fit in there, but I know we are breathing the troposphere. Okay. All right. So you're one and done. First of all, brag to your kids how smart your mom is. And then also, we have a one and done question for you. True or false, the Vikings believe that in heaven there was a giant goat whose udders provided an unlimited supply of beer.
Nice. True.
Well, I would hope so. It's heaven.
I mean, look at this. That's the idea. Like, oh, dude, they'll fight anyone. They're not scared to die. Because if they do, there's a goat on the other side that has unlimited beer in its udders. That is fantastic.
Big dummy!
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Greg, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
Greg, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, today on the poll, you get something brand new. Do you want a new sex partner, a new car, a new hometown, or a new job?
I'll take a new car.
New car.
All right. What are you driving now?
I drive a Ram.
All right. Okay. What would you like to get?
I'm a Mercedes.
A Mercedes.
All right. You sure you're sober, Greg?
I'm sure I'm sober.
Okay. Just wants to take his time and think about things, Miles, you know.
Okay.
All right, here is your question. What candy has used the slogan, "Isn't life delicious?" They've also used the slogan, "No matter how you slice them." And finally, they've also used the slogan, "For that stormy breath." What candy?
Mentos.
Oh, not a bad guess.
Okay, wait. No matter
so the first slogan, their first slogan, I believe, was, "Isn't life delicious?" Then no matter how you slice them, and then for that stormy breath, which I'm going to start using. You have stormy breath, I do declare.
It's not Snickers. Snickers has all those things.
Think about something for your breath.
Tic Tac?
Not a bad guess, no. You don't think of these as being for your breath, but lifesavers.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
In case you got stormy breath. All right. Your question. Which music mogul was involved in the creation of Rockaware?
Good God. No idea.
Jay-Z. I got that sense. It is a thing.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Rockefeller Records.
John Carter. Your question, what was the name of David Bowie's extraterrestrial glam rock alter ego?
Ziggy Stardust?
You got it.
Yes, indeed.
Nice work. Nice work. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Ranger.
Hello, Justin. Yeah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober today. I am slow at work.
All right, Justin.
Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, why not? Just keep it in the bottom drawer. All right, Justin, you're going to get something new. Are you taking a new sex partner, a new car, a new hometown, or a new job?
New car.
New car.
Right. What are you driving now?
Kia Soul.
Kia Soul. All right.
What would you buy?
So I was initially going to go back with my car before the Soul, which was a Volvo S60. But I think for my commute, I got to go with a Camry hybrid.
Okay.
Oh, you're very practical. Yeah. I can respect mm-hmm. that. And maybe it's just me. I admit I'm a little biased, but I feel like the only color that Kia Soul should be sold in is black. That's just me.
Yeah.
Just
my soul. My daughter, she had a Volvo, whatever that is, S60 or whatever.
CS.
No, is it just a little sedan?
All right.
But it was 2006. It was built like a tank.
Mm-hmm.
She paid $2,000 for it. That thing ran forever.
Yeah, my mother had a Volvo for years. Love that thing. My father hated it, but my mother loved it. All right, Justin.
I love my Volvo, and I had my largest speeding ticket in that thing, too. So,
Well, why did you get rid of this Volvo that you clearly adored?
I was going to put more money into it, basically get it back up to being a, like, reliable car for the next, like, 15,000, 20,000 more miles, and then get another car, but... Second kid was in the
group,
so
say it, no it more.
Was, give the wife a bigger car, and then me take the wife's car.
Yeah, all you had to do was say second kid sums it all up. All right, Justin. Here is your question: the Naval Support Facility Thermont is better known as Camp what?
Oh, it's not McKinley, is it?
No.
No.
The Naval Support Facility Thermont.
And it's easier if you know where Thermont is.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
I'm going to have to say, let's go to Area 51. I know that's wrong, but hey.
Is it Pearl Harbor?
Camp David.
Camp David.
Oh, Camp David.
Yep.
Thermont is a tiny little town in Maryland.
Yep.
I did not know that. I just thought it was Camp David.
If you're driving up to go to, like, Great Falls or whatever, and then Thermont is a tiny, tiny town, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we almost drove by it once by mistake because we were lost. So once you get close to it, you'll know you're close to Camp David.
Yeah.
But it's...
Yes.
There's no way to describe... I don't mean, they don't give directions, but it's up in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Naval Support Facility Thermont. All right, Justin, your question. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse all died at what age?
Oh, it's that magical, magical age. Oh, what was it again?
I'm not sure if it's magical, man. I mean, they'll die.
Oh, there is that, too. I'm pretty sure I'm past it, though.
We'll find out.
So, let's see. Is it 27?
Got it.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, nice job.
27 years old.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jacob, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
All right, Jacob.
Let's see here. You're going to get something new. What do you want? A new sex partner, a new car, a new hometown, or a new job?
I mean, I would love to upgrade my truck, but I will go for new town to work in or new job, I guess.
What town are you working in now?
I am out of Puyallup, but I work all up and down Puget Sound.
Where would you like to live?
Well, if I could make the money, Montana, somewhere.
All right, okay.
Well, I don't know. It got really pricey there after Yellowstone.
Is that Wyoming or Montana?
Montana.
It is Montana. Okay. All right. Here is your question. How many sides does a heptagon have? A heptagon.
Heptagon?
Heptagon.
Is that nine?
Nine is a nonagon. A heptagon has seven sides.
Seven.
Okay.
All right, your question. What popular 1990s toy was banned from the United States National Security Agency in the 1990s?
Just that one agency banned it?
National Security Agency said, look, man, I don't know why anyone there would have this toy there, but they said,
you can't come in here.
That toy cannot be in this building. Cannot be in our headquarters.
For some reason, I want to say the Legos.
I'll say one of those Nerf.
Let me.
It's got to have something to do with like a computer system or something, right?
Think Chinese made, like TikTok, right? The TikTok spying on everybody. That's the whole goal.
Teddy Rupskin.
Is it like the Furby?
It is the Furby. That is correct. They would not let the Furby. Yeah. Okay. Think about that, Lucy.
They thought it had a listening device in it?
Because it was Chinese made. It didn't espionage the whole thing. Okay. So they were convinced, you know, so we've upgraded to TikTok now. All right, your question. What city is home to the University of Oregon?
Let's go with... oh my gosh. I'm thinking of too many.
Well, it's on I-5.
It's on I-5, okay.
In the Willamette Valley.
That doesn't halt very much. I've lived in Puget Sound my entire life.
South of Portland, south of Salem.
Huh?
I mean, to say it on TV.
I'm gonna be like Meg and say Oregon City.
Eugene.
No, me, Steve.
Eugene. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right, Jacob. The Caspian Sea is not actually a sea. It's what type of body of water? Kind of funny when you say it all that. It's not actually a sea, man. Totally cool.
It's pretty nice. It's caught it on a bad day. It's not a sea.
A body of water, like a lake? Or...
There you go.
No, a lake.
A lake it is.
Davis McDummy, 206-803-ROCK.
McDummy!
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you taking a brand new one of? Sex partner, car, hometown, or job?
Probably vehicle.
Okay. What's wrong with the one you had?
Nothing, but it's just the best option of the four.
All right. You got a pretty good sex partner, Tom?
I've been married for 27 years.
Okay.
That is not what he asked you, but that was well answered. All right, Tom. Here's your question. What is the capital of Turkey? I would accept gravy.
Ankara, I do declare.
Done.
All right, before we let you go, man, a true or false question for you. True or false, basketball was created in Canada.
I'm going to say false.
New York, wasn't it, or Massachusetts.
So the misnomer is the guy that created it was, in fact, Canadian, but he was at a YMCA, I believe, trying to figure out something to do and created basketball. So this is all about
the peach basket. Who is that? Because they give out the awards, too.
Is it Abner? No.
No, Doubleday is baseball.
Is Naismith.
Naismith. John Naismith.
Okay.
Big right, Dummy!
Springfield, Illinois, or Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts, yeah. Apparently Ted knows.
Well, Morgan Wooten from DeMatha is one of the only high school coaches in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That would explain it. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, biatches.
Hola. Debbie, are you sober or not sober?
I'm a little bit too sober.
All right, Debbie, welcome to Big Dummy. Nothing wrong with that. You're driving. All right, yeah. Debbie, tell me you want a new sex partner or a new car, hometown or job.
Car.
Car. Wow, that was great.
What are you driving?
2017 Hyundai Tucson.
Okay, what's wrong with that ride?
It's just got too many miles on it.
Okay.
I commute a lot.
All right. Okay, that'll do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Debbie, here is your question. What color is human blood that is not oxygenated? So what color is human blood when it is not oxygenated?
Oh, wow. Purple?
Red.
It's still red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ouch. Well, that was a trick question. That's not fair.
It wasn't a trick. It's just like, hey, what color is it, man? You know, that's all.
Okay, I'll give you it.
It was just asked by an a-hole. So you're confusing an a-hole asking you a basic question for a normal person asking you a trick question.
Well, you should know that if you give blood.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good sign right there.
Yeah. See it in the back.
Yes. All right.
All right, your question. What is the deadliest jellyfish in the world?
Oh.
Mike, you are awesome at charades.
Thank you.
It's all about how you communicate, man.
I have no idea. Is a stingray a jellyfish?
No. It is not. We're just going to go ahead and spin that.
Is it the man of war?
No. Come on. Look at Mike. Here's his charade.
The vagina fish.
Close. The box jellyfish.
Oh.
That's what he was doing. I was like, right.
All right.
That was his charades to me.
Jesus.
He was expressing. Yeah.
Well, it's really accurate.
He was right. Yeah. Okay. Your question, in what organ would you find the caudal lobe? The liver, the pancreas, the brain, or the heart?
The what?
The caudal lobe. You don't have conversations about the caudal lobe?
Talk about it all the time.
That's what we do. Anyway, what organ would you find it in? The liver, the pancreas, the brain, or the heart?
I'm going to say liver.
Boom!
Got it.
Acting like you don't know what a caudal lobe is.
See that? Big time alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Gamus Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Parker. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Parker, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober right now.
All right, Parker, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, the men's room poll, you're going to get a brand new what? Sex partner, car, hometown, or job?
Well, you know, I've worked hard over here. I have a nice car, nice home, so I guess hometown. I was born down in Phoenix.
I thought you were going to say sex partner. Okay. The way you eliminated the other two.
Does that mean you would move back to Phoenix if you could?
No, would I rather have a different hometown? Like,
well, what
rather,
I mean is,
have a...
Now, Parker, what we're saying is maybe the phrasing is a little bit wrong, but compared to where you live now, would you like to live somewhere else?
Oh, probably not. I live in Shelton. It's a beautiful small town. I love it. I don't know. Like, I love everything. All these options, I love them. I love my house, my car, my wife, my town. Like, I don't know.
But does your wife love you? That's the real question here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. She loves me.
Her hands on my... All right, Parker. Here is your question. NBA Hall of Famer Larry Bird. He also won Coach of the Year while coaching which team?
I don't know NBA, so what's going? The Miami Heat.
I'll say the Indiana Pacers.
You're in fact correct. The Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. I forgot that he coached that team.
Me too. He was even Coach of the Year,
yeah.
And we forgot that he coached the team.
I think most people would just think Celtics because he played there.
He played there, but he's from Indiana, right?
Correct. French Lick.
Oh, God. I don't know why. I feel like you said this, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you just can't forget it once you know he's from a town called French Lick.
You think he says it that way? Hey, where are you from, man? French Lick.
Nah, I feel like somehow that part of Indiana is like Southern. Like French Lick.
We might be in Indiana, but yeah. This is the accent we have here.
French Lick. Well,
yeah. I do declare I am from French Lick. All right, your question. What do the letters ATM stand for? As in, I'm going to go get money at the ATM.
Automatic transaction machine.
I think it's automated teller machine.
That is correct. Yeah. Automated teller machine. I want an AFTM. That would be the automated fortune teller machine.
Here's $20. You're not going to have money for a while.
All right, your question for me. Mike, I'm looking for your charades on this one.
Oh, yay.
Flamingos are pink as a result of eating what?
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp.
There you go.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Man, it turned that one pink.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Oh, man. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Oh, yeah. Josh, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team not sober today.
What are you doing, Josh? You drinking a men's room IPA?
No, sir. A little whiskey cocktail.
Oh, you're making cocktails. Well, excuse me.
Are you having like an old fashioned?
No, just a whiskey Coke.
Okay.
All right. I guess whiskey Coke is always whiskey Coke. You said cocktail.
Well, it is technically a cocktail, right?
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ted. Mm-hmm. Back off, man. Just because it has two ingredients.
You got to have three ingredients to make it a cocktail.
That's BS.
Dude, that's a mixed drink, what he's having.
Oh. Oh, really?
I don't know. That's just what
that
I would
call
that.
That does sound good. That does sound good.
All
right. Right. You know, like whiskey, like Jack and Cokes. Like, all right, that's a mixed drink.
All right.
Like, you say cocktail to me, like, the shaker's out, the stirrer's out.
Bartender secretly hates you.
Yeah, but okay. How many ingredients does a mimosa have?
Mimosa.
Two.
Is it a mixed drink?
That's
or
a mixed drink.
That's a mimosa. It's got its own name. Stands on its own.
Well, most of these do.
Like but Collins. Morning beverages, for some reason, you don't think of as cocktails unless you got like a old-fashioned breakfast.
Or a martini or something.
Which would be bold.
Bloody
but Miles,
Mary.
I don't know why. Bloody Marys, you're right. That is a mixed drink, but they're just Bloody Marys and mimosas.
All I right. don't know if Ted is right, but I like his thinking. A cocktail is three or more ingredients, and then a mixed drink is just a drink where the ingredients are the name. A gin and tonic.
All right.
A Jack
okay.
and Coke.
Fair enough. All right, Josh, you're going to get something new. You taking a new sex partner, new car, new hometown, or a new job?
Probably new car.
New car. What's wrong with your car right now?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I like all the other things that I have right now. So
you ever smells notice, like
well,
feet.
You ever notice when you get rid of a car and there's nothing wrong with it, you miss the car when it's gone because you
of
realize
course.
What a reliable,
yeah.
great car was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every
I
time.
Mean, it never fails. Oh, I'm going to get this because it looks cool.
It
12,000 miles in, you know, you're in the shop. Like, oh, man.
All right, Josh, here's your question. What name brand condiment is mentioned in the horrible Jimmy Buffett song, Cheeseburger in Paradise?
The ketchup?
Name brand.
Name brand.
Name brand. Heinz?
Heinz 57. If you had said Hunt's, I'd
have You don't like Heinz 57?
I do like Heinz right. 57.
Okay.
Hang on, man. You're
I always thought Cheeseburger in Paradise was a decent one.
Of course you did. All right, here is your question. True or false? Snakes have eyelids.
True.
No.
They don't have eyelids.
They don't blink.
Even when they sleep, their eyes are just
wide open. Which is actually a great defense mechanism because you don't know if you can approach the thing. Like, is it asleep? I do not know.
Sleep with one eye open.
Mm-hmm.
That's about a penis.
I mean, it's a snake. Don't approach it.
Hello, AJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and horse.
Liquor and horse.
AJ, are you sober or not sober?
Totally sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy, AJ.
Okay, what are you taking new? A sex partner, car, hometown, or job?
I'm going to go car.
Car? People are loving the car.
I've got to ask you, what are you driving, man?
Toyota Corolla 2016.
Nice.
How many miles you got on that thing?
Almost 150,000.
Okay. I probably never had too many problems with it, right?
Barely broken in, yeah.
No, it's great. I love it.
See, this is why you don't, AJ, don't turn that car in, man. You'll get something, it'll just be a piece of crap.
What would you replace it with? It's, all right, man, just pick your car. Between 40 and 100 grand, what are you getting?
Ooh, I kind of want a Cobra Mustang, like 96.
Ah, see, there goes your insurance payments.
Yeah, but it's fun. All right, AJ, here's your question. What Hanna-Barbera cartoon character was known for the catchphrase, exit stage left? When he dashed
off. That's a knuckle-puss, Steven.
Good God, man.
One and done, AJ.
All right, before we let you go, one and done question for you. Not many people think of Snagglepuss, you know? Not the top of the cartoon. Yeah. All right, true or false?
I'm 33, too, so.
That actually is very surprising to me. Yeah. Sharks are the only fish that can blink with both eyes. True or false?
Ooh. I'm going to say false.
Believe it or not, it's true. Because remember, they roll their eyes back in their head
when they attack
anything. Trust me, it took me a second. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, it's like, to me, it's kind of like football, right? You know,
tackle with your eyes open.
Right, but it's hard to do. It's instinctive. Right before impact, kind of close your eyes. And it's like,
yes.
Hey, right, make sure that 15-year-old doesn't do it. But like, sharks do it.
Yeah, sharks are like, dude, I'm better than you. I do it.
Yeah.
Hello, Ariel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Ariel, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
You are sober.
Tell me your middle initial is A, and it'll make my day.
No, it's not.
Damn it. Ariel, you're going to get something new. You taking a new sex partner, a new car, a new town, or a new job?
Sex partner.
Sex partner.
What's wrong with the one you got?
Yeah, exactly.
They currently don't exist.
They don't exist.
Okay. Don't you have control over that? I mean, you hold the key to that safe, correct?
Of course, but yeah. You got to have the treasure first.
Okay.
You just got to give somebody the key.
Fair enough.
Here.
All right, here's your question. Where in your body would you find the sclera? S-C-L-E-R-A, the sclera. What a beautiful word.
Would that be in the legs?
Hopefully not, because for most people, it's in their eyes.
Oh. Mm.
Now, look, I've never met you. Maybe you have eyes on your legs, in which case I'm not judging.
Ariel, do you have kids back there? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, I got three of them.
Yeah, are they yours, or did you just snatch them off the street?
Yeah, they're mine.
All right. Okay, just want to make sure.
Were they all from the same sex partner?
Of course.
All right.
But you're looking for a new one.
Oh, yeah.
An upgrade. Like anything, man. Too many miles on the old one.
I need a big upgrade.
Oh, big upgrade. I see what you're saying, man.
So you're doing a trade-in on the man.
Yeah. Pronounced hood ornament. All right. Your question, what was Joan Jett's backing band? Joan Jett and the...
You'll find it in Thrill's chest.
A bit of fanny pack.
What? Joan Jett and the fanny packs? Is that what you said?
Nice!
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds...
You were very close. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Not for nothing, I'm going to use that for a backing band.
Oh. The fanny packs?
Mike Hawk and the fanny packs.
Oh, yeah. I love a fanny pack.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I bet you do.
All right, Ariel. Your question? A good old solid fanny pack. Who was the first black woman to host a TV show?
Would that be Oprah?
It's Oprah.
Because I can't say anything without singing.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.